The Jam Man. Known fondly as the Jam Man by everyone in the guide dog's family, Peter Francis never failed to bring homemade jam or marmalade with him when he visited the guide dog centre at Glossodia. But his delicious gifts were just the tip of the iceberg. Peter has already donated money to help build our breeding centre and support our breeding program. Peter's amazing generosity is recognised at both the breeding centre and another wing of the guide dog centre. In yet another extraordinary act of generosity, he's included a gift to Guide Dogs New South Wales ACT in his will.
I love dogs and I'm frightened of going blind. It's as simple as that. When I had cataracts removed several years ago, I learned what it was like to walk around with one eye. That was bad enough, but the thought of doing without both eyes scares me.
Peter lives in a picturesque country town and loves seeing guide dogs in action.
Once you become involved with guide dogs, you start to notice how many of them are around. A funny thing happened one day. I just parked my car at the local shops when I saw a lady walking towards the car next to mine with her guide dog in harness. She opened the car door and the dog jumped in. Then she went to sit in the driver's seat. It was only then that she turned and saw the look on my face. She said, "Oh, don't worry, this is my daughter's guide dog. She's in hospital and the only way I can get the dog to behave when I'm grocery shopping is to put its harness on." I wasn't sure what I'd have done if she'd just got in the car, turned the key and driven off.
But there's one local guide dog that will always have a very special place in Peter's heart.
We had a postman called Phil who had tunnel vision. Eventually he gave up trying to do things on his own and got a guide dog, Pebbles. When he came over for a chat one day, I bent down and gave Pebbles a good scratch. She was out of her harness. A couple of days later, I was outside in the front garden and called out a greeting to Phil as he walked past. Pebbles stopped dead in her tracks and looked at me. From then on, every time the two of them walked past my house, I would watch through my window. Instead of looking straight ahead, Pebbles would turn her head towards my house, looking out for me, and would always stop when she heard my voice. I think I was a bad influence on her. Sadly, Pebbles died a few years ago, and mail deliveries just aren't the same.